Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tom Wright. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Schmies. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Thomas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Byrne. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tommy Byrne. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bud Sushok. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Houdeman. And now, play ball. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Kell fields it and throws to 1st for the out. 1 out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to 1st for the out. 2 outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards 3rd. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Thomas fields it and throws to 1st for the out. 2 outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Schmies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmies strikes out. 1 out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry fields it and throws to 2nd for the out. 2 outs. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas bunts towards the mound. Houdeman fields the ball and throws it to 1st. Safe. Arft moves to 2nd. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to 1st for the out. 1 out. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a pop-up towards 3rd. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a fly ball into right field. Schmies settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 1 in the game. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byrne fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Arf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from bats and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to third. One out. George Schmies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmies is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmies hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 1 in the game. Arft strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of right. Kell reaches second base with a double. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to third. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. Wirtz moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0 for 1 in the game. Sushok hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Sushok reaches second base with a double. Wirtz scores. Groth goes all the way around to score. Sushok moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 1 in the game. Batts strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sushok. the slide. Courtney applies the tag. Sushok is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Houdeman, and towards Berry, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 0-for-1 in the game. Byrne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houdeman bunts towards the mound. Byrne fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Arf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0-for-2 in the game. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth who is chasing the ball. Rivera reaches third base with a triple. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wright for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Schmies settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Schmies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmies is 0-for-2 in the game. Schmies is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-2 in the game. Arft hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Arft reaches third base with a triple. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas is hit by the pitch. Earl Rapp pinch hits for Clint Courtney. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 0-for-2 in the game. Byrne hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sushok. Byrne reaches second base with a double. Arft scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Bobby Young. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirtz throws the ball into Barry, who tags Krahoski trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Thomas scores. Byrne scores. It's Browns, 3, Tigers, 3. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Elliott now playing second base. Les Moss now catching. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sushok hits a pop-up towards short. Marion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-2 in the game. Batts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-2 in the game. Houdeman hits a fly ball into right field. Schmies settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0-for-3 in the game. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Rivera hits a line drive towards short. Barry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Schmies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wright. The throw from Batts and he is safe. Wright steals second. George Schmies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmies is 0-for-3 in the game. Schmies hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Schmies reaches third base with a triple. Wright scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Arft hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Arft reaches second base with a double. Schmies scores. It's 5-3, Browns. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Arft moves to third. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon pinch hits for Neil Barry. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kell is called out on strikes. 1 out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goliath fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Lapon now playing shortstop. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Byrne hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Goliath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goliath takes first base on ball 4. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 4 in the game. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sushok hits a line drive into left field. Wright picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wright. Groth moves to third. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion fields it and throws to second for the out. Groth scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Browns. Alex Garbowski pinch runs for Matt Batts. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.